Good morning, everybody. My name is John Ingram from KUBC Radio, and I am very pleased to be joined this morning with Stacy Ryan from the Valley Symphony Orchestra, Leanne Tobin, who is the representative for the sponsor of the upcoming concert with Montrose Regional Health. And I also have Charlotte Ruth Harrison, who is going to be the guest conductor on the 4th and 5th of February. And ladies, thank you very much all for coming in.
Thanks, John. Thank you.
We wanted to touch today on some of the details of the upcoming concert. And first of all, Stacy, why don't you give us an overview of when the concert is and where it is and where everybody can go to have all the fun this weekend.
Absolutely. So we have our Young Composers Be Inspired concert coming up with the orchestra and chorus. Both are at the Pavilion. It's Saturday the 4th at 7:30 and Sunday the 5th at 3 p.m. And we have tickets available online at valleysymphony.net or in Delta. You can go to clubs at 502 Main Street. And here in Montrose, you can go to Cimarron Wealth Management, who are also our first ever season partner. They are at 1731 East Niagara, just down the street from the Pavilion, and Colorado Smiles at 601 South 3rd.
I know it's very exciting. I know there are, what, four concerts a year, right? Or four different dates?
Well, this year we have quarterly concerts. Next year we'll be going back to our six concert season. And but this year it's four concerts and all are quarterly concerts. And all of those have both the chorus and orchestra performing together, which is the first time we've ever done that.
That's very exciting. And Leanne, I know you're with Montrose Regional Health. Can you tell us what it is, your title is, and kind of everything you do, maybe?
Sure. I am the chief ancillary services and marketing officer, which I have been very blessed to be at the hospital for a long time. I've been the marketing officer for quite some time, but I also oversee environmental services, which is our housekeeping and janitorial crew, our amazing crew, food services, the acute rehab unit, and Mountain View therapy. So PT, OT, speech.
That's a lot of hats.
It's a lot of hats.
And can you tell me a little background about how the hospital got involved in sponsoring the concert?
Sure. We feel it's very important. We sponsor things that help improve the health of our community, and we believe that music is a great way to do that, and we like to support all of the endeavors in our community that can help improve the health of our community.
Yeah, it's a fantastic cause. We're happy to be involved as well. And Charlotte, now to you. I'm curious a little bit about your background, Charlotte, and kind of how you got involved with the Valley Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, of course. Well, I am a conductor, and my background has always been in music since I was a child. There was music in my home while my siblings played instruments. So it was really easy for me to say, I want to play an instrument. And I just started as a normal kid in junior high, picking up an instrument, playing piano, singing in the choir. And then I guess my senior year, I realized, wow, this is half of my classes are music. Maybe I should think about doing this for life. And so that's kind of where I started. And I've gone to school for oboe performance for my undergrad and then conducting. And that is where I got to know about the VSA, because I was applying for some jobs as a conductor and saw their application was open and applied. And I'm really happy that I get to be here and work with the orchestra for this concert.
Yeah, and I'm looking at exactly what this upcoming concert is going to be. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it? I know it's called Young Composers Be Inspired, but what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, well, I really love the concept of the concert because there's actually a few different approaches we're taking. So for the orchestra portion, we are digging back into the older composers who were child prodigies. And so all of our music comes from composers who composed when they were in their childhood. So Mozart, one of our first pieces, was actually composed when he was 8 years old. And then we have a few others that composed in their youth. And I chose some of their first works, so their first symphony. And so that's what the orchestra is focusing on. And then I hear that Katie's going to be talking later, but for their portion, the choir is actually introducing music from people who are composing today. And so you'll get to see young composers who are writing for choirs today and hear their new pieces. And then we'll all get together and perform a few pieces together by these wonderful young composers. And so the concept is to be able to explore this music, both old and new, and really be inspired of the creativity and the impact that these young people can have on inspiring us to be better and think better and also have a beautiful experience in this life.
Very well said. No, it's very exciting. And, you know, going back to Mozart at age 8, I realize that's rare. I mean, he was a child prodigy, just a prodigy in general. But at what age do most people start composing? Obviously, it depends when they start playing. But just how rare is this lineup for somebody, of course, like Mozart to be age 8, but then we got a few more in their teens. Just how rare is it that these folks were composing at such a young age?
Yeah, well, I think in our world, it's becoming increasingly rare because we focus so much more on having a rounded life. And so children are involved in many different things. So I would say there's only a few, like a handful of people today that are famous composers in their teens and childhood. I do know of a few, but that's it. So really, it's pretty rare to have this incredible music ability. And sometimes it can even show, even if the child doesn't have a musical background. And so that really shows you that this is an incredible person who has such an aptitude that even though their family doesn't know much about music, they recognize we need to put this child in music. So I'd say that it's pretty rare, but I'd also say that everyone has the ability to create. And that's kind of what the concert is about. We're inspiring people to say, hey, you know, you could do this too. And so hopefully people come away with that and get excited about playing music and also composing music.
Yeah, again, very well said. I know looking at the ages of these composers, I thought it makes me feel like I slacked off my whole life. I mean, it really
well,
is.
Just be inspired. Don't start beating yourself up.
I'm feeling guilty all of a sudden. Well, Stacey, tell me a little bit about how you kind of came up with this idea. Or was it you? Or how did the idea for the young composers be inspired originate?
So we have a music committee, and we meet with some of our board members and our music conductors and just brainstorm. And you know, I'm not sure if it was Katie. It might have been Katie Christofferson's original idea. I really don't remember. But it kind of took shape and it got some traction, and here we are. So, but it is a group effort with coming up with these themes that are appealing to audiences to encourage them to come and buy their tickets and bring their kids and expose, you know, multi-generations of families, because we have teens to octogenarians on the stage. So, you know, we would love to have our audience reflect that too.
Absolutely. And I really think that this concept is going to appeal to a very large audience, even if this isn't the style of music, kids are growing up with these days. It really is inspirational. You know, I was kind of joking about feeling insecure about slacking off, but it really is. You're an 8-year-old kid, a 9-year-old kid, and you see that Mozart literally wrote the piece that's being performed. It really is incredible.
Right. Well, and, you know, and part of what the chorus is doing is presenting young composers who are actually who live here or have lived here. And one is Anwen Borgo, who does have a tie to Montrose Regional Health. Dr. Borgo is an ER doc, and that's her dad. And, but she is a freshman at Berklee, at the prestigious Berklee College of Music, which for people who don't know, most people have heard of Juilliard. Juilliard is to classical what Berklee is to contemporary conductors. So, and what we have going also with her is her major is film and video game scoring.
Wow.
So really film scoring, like John Williams, Hans Zimmer, all these kinds of names that people do know and absolutely recognize, that is our contemporary, you know, quote unquote, classical music. That's our contemporary tie to this orchestral symphonic music. Charlotte, I don't know if you can jump in here with that and back me up or tell me I'm wrong.
In order to strengthen that idea, the basis of film music was actually grown out of immigration of classical composers who mainly wrote for operas. And they moved from Europe during the years of the two world wars. And they were the ones who established film music. So film music really does come from the classical tradition of operatic music and telling a story through music. So it definitely functions as a part of classical music. And it's a great one because most people do know it so well today because it's part of our culture to have movies.
And thank you very much. I want to just mention one more time, we're joined with Stacey Ryan from the Valley Symphony Orchestra. Leanne Tobin with Montrose Regional Health, who, of course, is the sponsor for this upcoming concert. We have Charlotte Ruth Harrison, who's going to be the guest conductor this weekend. And, of course, we want to make sure that we mention the season-long sponsor, Cimarron Wealth Management. Very exciting to get all the support. Stacey, I want to ask one more time how the support from the community has been as you continue. I know this is your 51st season. Just what type of support are you getting from local businesses and from just the community at large for this endeavor?
Well, over the last 5 years, we've really grown in terms of audiences. We about 5 years ago, we were playing one concert, with the exception of Christmas, we were playing one performance per concert. Now we started filling up the pavilion, so we've expanded in the last. During our 50th last year, we expanded to most of them were two performances per concert. Now we have all four of these are two performances per concert. So we do have a lot of very grateful for all of our advertisers and sponsors. We have four concert partners. We, of course, have our first ever season sponsor. We have sponsors like you at Town Square Media that are what we call our annual promoters. The city has been very supportive. Go Big Banners, Alpine Bank, Montrose Daily Press, Delta County Independent. We have a lot of support, and really it's all their support is so that we can have more audience members come and have more people come. And we are regional. We are not just in Montrose. I mean, we perform in Montrose, but we have representation from throughout the Grand, Uncompahgre and North Fork Valleys with our musicians come from Austin. They come from Ouray. They come from Grand Junction, Fruta, Delta, all over the place. So really, if you are a musician in your youth, hopefully you will also be inspired to maybe join us and dust off your music case, your instrument case, and come and join us. But yeah, so you know, it's absolutely something you can pick back up, and it's so rewarding, and it's so good for you. It's good for your brain. Yeah. It's good for your so much health. Plus, you're joining a group of people, like-minded people who want to play music together. And as an instrumentalist, really, the point of playing is to play as a group and then perform for another group. And that's like the nature, and talking about history, you know, Charlotte, you talk about the nature of community bands is very much a all-American construct. Community bands were founded before pre-Civil War, and that they became a huge source of social focus, social entertainment, community-mindedness and focus around the turn of the century, like post-Civil War and around the turn of the century. There were like 10,000 community bands, you know, that were known throughout the United States. So while we don't have 10,000 anymore, when we have something like this and we have the support of the community, it's so rewarding on so many levels. It's such a win-win to bring people together to play, to bring people together to listen to the performances and just grow it and have the bragging rights of having a symphony here. But it's not just enough to have the bragging rights. We need the support for you to come and sit in the seat and listen to us.
Well said. I know a big part of that support is Montrose Regional Health. And Leanne, I wanted to just touch base one more time and see if there's anything else you would like to add, anything about the Montrose Regional Health or your support for the concert.
Excuse me. Thank you. We are honored to be part of it and to be one of the quarterly sponsors. We've done it for, I think, 4 or 5 years now. Many of our physicians participate and our providers are involved as well. And we're just happy to be part of it.
And Stacey, anything else that you would like to add? I just want to emphasize one more time that the concert is going to be this Saturday, which is the 4th of February at 7:30, and this Sunday, February 5th at 3 p.m., and that is at the Pavilion in Montrose. But anything else, Stacey?
You know, valleysymphony.net, go under concerts and tickets, and you can see some other collateral material, including Onwin's interview from a couple of weeks ago.
Great.
Is out there, and our program and slideshow and all kinds of stuff is out there, so you can get a feel for the concert before you come, but that's where you get tickets, valleysymphony.net.
And this interview will be up there yep. at some point, too, so if you yep. want to hear it or you joined us in the middle, I'd like to hear the whole thing, valleysymphony.net. And Charlotte, anything else you would like to add? Just about your the excitement you have for this weekend, or just you know, your support for this organization as well.
Yeah, I'll just say, ever since I've been here, it's been a wonderful experience. The musicians are really engaged in music, and they work hard, and we've just really had a lot of fun. And so I hope that a lot of people come and experience that fun with us as we explore this really beautiful music. So I hope to see you at the concert this weekend.
The concert is called Young Composers Be Inspired, and it's going to feature classical movements from, let's call them prodigies. I think that's probably the safest, especially when you're 8 years old. It really is pretty amazing. I can't quite get over that.
I know. Well,
thank you all very much for taking the time to come on. We are happy to have you on whenever you have something that you'd like to announce or discuss. And we very much appreciate all the support from the community as well. Thank you very much to Stacey Ryan, Leanne Tobin, and Charlotte Ruth Harrison, who joined us this morning. And I'm John Ingram, and we will get back to our regularly scheduled programming here on KUBC Gold.